Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. This is your host, Angela O'Mara. Today we're going to talk with Terry Vinson, who is visiting us from Australia, and we're going to be talking about a really exciting emerging global brand, Synergy Skincare, which is taking international leadership with the development and use of clear science guidelines for the skincare and the aesthetic industry. Terry, welcome to Aesthetic Insider. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you, Angela. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. You know, Terry, if you can please tell us about yourself, you know, kind of, you know, your background, where you're from. You know, I know our listeners really do enjoy, you know, learning how you know, people get involved with the aesthetic industry and what it is that drives them to really make a difference.
Well, it all started way back when I was probably a teenager and I had a passion for the beauty industry. I was constantly buying magazines and reading about skincare. I ended up loving science and gaining a science degree, majoring in immunology and microbiology, then gaining formulating chemistry qualifications. So that soon, my love of beauty soon translated and combined with a love of science. So I've merged the two in synergy and absolutely love it. And I saw a real need in our industry for something that clearly worked without the harmful ingredients, with a clean science platform, and developed Synergy over 15 years ago and took it to the market about 11 years ago.
Wow. Can you explain a bit more the clean science, you know, basis to your formulations?
It's actually quite a unique platform that I've adopted, because I found there were so many brands out there, and natural and organic is becoming a real buzzword in the industry at the moment, and actually that's a very grey area as well. And then you've got your purely synthetic products or synthetic products with what I call questionable ingredients. For example, the market is very anti-ingredients like paraben preservatives and phthalates and polyethylene glycol. So anything that I deem as harmful or potentially harmful, I have removed from my formulations. However, I do not remove laboratory-made ingredients that are beneficial. So I'm not natural, and by the same token, arsenic's natural, and that'll kill you. So I'm not natural, but I'm also the best of what I call science and nature combined in synergy. So it's the best of laboratory science and the best of nature without the harmful ingredients, and that's really clean science.
Well, and in this industry, you definitely need something that's effective. You know, I mean, I think, you know, you can kind of categorize skincare into, you know, maintenance, protective products, etc. But in aesthetics, I mean, patients are coming in because they want to see skin renewal and a difference, you know, in the aging of their skin. And so I think you do really need to combine, like you said, that, you know, organics with scientific-based effective products and formulations.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is definitely a niche for the natural skincare or the organic skincare, but as a scientist, I think we need to really create a visible, perceivable change in our client's skin. And as a woman, I'm in my 50s now, I want to see change. I want to age gracefully. And I also want my children to have the best skin they can possibly have. So what I want to do is create products with the best of laboratory science, with peptide technology, with biotechnology, and really make products that actually work without the harmful ingredients.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about products at work, and, you know, can we kind of delve into that a little bit? Because, like, you know, you're in your 50s, I'm in my 50s. Many of the patients, you know, in the aesthetic practices are, you know, anywhere, I mean, they're anywhere from 20 to 80. But I think the 40s and 50s and 60s are really the age when you want to be seeing some reversal in perhaps sun damage or environmental damage. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Most definitely, and now we're starting to see ingredients that are actually creating change on a genetic level, which is very exciting. A couple of new ingredients that we have is one particular one called Juve 11, which is able to work and protect the genome and actually reverse aging. and that's a really exciting new peptide ingredient. And also good old retinol, vitamin A, which has been around for many, many years. The challenge to formulators like myself has been to stabilize this molecule so it gets to its target cell without being broken down. And we now have these new wonderful vitamin A retinol molecules that are encapsulated by a liposome, so it's able to get to the skin, target it, create its change without getting broken down on its journey. And vitamin A, as we know, is one of the only molecules that can actually reverse UV-induced cell damage. And the UV light actually causes genetic mutations, and vitamin A can actually reverse these potentially damaging mutations in the very early stages, which is very exciting.
It's very exciting, yeah. Tell me more about Synergy Skin. You know, I do understand, you know, obviously, like you said, you launched the line 11 years ago. You know, it's very well known in Australia and New Zealand and other countries, and now it's here available in the US. Can you talk a little bit more about Synergy Skin and your application, you know, for physicians here in the US?
Well, Synergy Skin has only recently arrived in the US, and we have a salon and spa range, which is principally for select salons, but we also have a doctor's only range called Synergy Practitioner, which with higher levels of active ingredients and designed for doctors to prescribe for their patients post-surgery, prior to surgery, and as an ongoing skincare regimen. And so many times we see these women, you know, they go and they have great results from these really, you know, qualified and gifted plastic surgeons, but their skincare should be their insurance policy. They need to come out of that surgeon's office knowing that what they put on their skin 7 days a week will A, maintain their results, and B, enhance their results. So that's why Synergy Skin has been created to be the insurance policy for what the doctors do, but also even in general in a person's life to keep their skin looking the very best they can and to reverse potential damage.
You know, and I think it's really smart that you do have kind of a defined salon and spa line and a defined, you know, doctor line. Because I do, know from the doctors, obviously they actually like to have products that are more proprietary to them as MDs and aesthetic surgeons that perhaps are slightly stronger, more effective. I don't quite know how your line all works, but I do really like to hear that you also have the Synergy Practitioner.
Yes, so it's really important because we do, you know, obviously doctors and aesthetic nurses are able to utilise higher strength products and are able to prescribe them. So we do make those available to our medical clinics, and we also have various peels and treatments that are available to the medical fraternity. So we do cater for all areas. That's not saying that the salon line is not effective, but it just means that the medical line has got a higher concentration and is more potent.
You know, and then you mentioned earlier, you know, that you obviously as a young woman, you know, were really into beauty products, and then you educated yourself, you know, scientifically, and you know, you've really combined science and beauty. And what was it that really, you know, was there a moment when you just thought, you know, there isn't a product on the market that's giving me everything I think is the right for my skin? You know, what was it that was kind of pushed you to, you know, found a skincare company?
That is such a great question, Angela. That absolutely was the case. I was totally frustrated that I couldn't find a product that really worked, and I wanted to cut through the hype, and I was so frustrated with the misinformation and lack of information in the industry. And also I have a background in education, so I wanted to have a platform where as a female who was pretty much a beauty tragic but also a scientist could create a product and also educate consumers on what really works. And so I decided, what do I need? What do I need as a woman who is aging but also a woman who wants to maintain good skin health? And what do I want for my children? Because at that age, my kids were quite young. And that was really the motivation to start Synergy. And as it's gone on, it's almost become as important to educate the consumer as to supply the consumer with good products. And I see there's so much white noise out there, and if we can cut through that and just get to the facts and say, okay, this is what works, this isn't what works. Collagen doesn't penetrate the skin, so no matter how many collagen masks are on the market, don't bother. That sort of stuff, and I just think education is important.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree with you. And you know, like there's so many products available, you know, and so much advertising that goes into the skincare industry, you know.
Yes, I mean, even yesterday I was looking at TV with Tracy, my Skin Elegance distributor here in the US, and I was laughing. They had a TV commercial on that basically a cream that replaced filler. Now, this is really important. Skincare does not restore volume or loss of bone density. As we age, we lose bone density, and that's often why our skin sags. It's not our skin that's sagging. It's our bones that are getting smaller. Now, skincare doesn't replace bone density, and this TV commercial was implying that it was going to give the same results as dermal filler, and it, you know, it was just, anyway, never mind, there you go.
I know. Well, we can go, I mean, I saw recently, and it was, you know, the skincare that, you know, you rub the cream under your eyes and it removes bags. It's like,
yes, permanently. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's just, you know, not going to remove excess tissue.
Yeah, just be honest. What skincare can completely improve the tone and texture of our skin, and it can reverse sun damage. So we can remove fine lines and wrinkles. We can improve the pore size. We can improve the texture. We can remove dark age spots. We cannot create volume. That's virtually impossible, or large amounts of volume.
Large amounts.
You can slightly pump the tissue with hyaluronic, but you can't create massive volume increase that perhaps dermal filler or implants could do. But that's a totally different field that I'm not involved in.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously with your scientific background, you have a clear advantage when you encounter skincare products giving misleading information, just like we talked about. What is it that you do at Synergy and with Synergy Skincare? What do you do differently to show your customers that you were using the best available materials?
There's a couple of things, really. Firstly, I see suppliers of ingredients every single week from the major suppliers all over the world. So I have the advantage that because my business in Melbourne is completely vertically integrated, so from the inception of the product, which is with my brain, for the formulations, to small-scale manufacturing, to large-scale packing, filling, dispatch, everything is done under the one roof in my office in Melbourne, Australia. So I have complete control over what I put into my products. I will not put in any ingredient that does not pass my test, basically, of having data, both in vitro and in vivo data. Then I'll perform my tests. The other thing is, for transparency to the consumer, I have an open door policy. So if somebody wants to have a tour of my laboratory, more than happy to have you, more than happy to show you what I do and be completely open and honest, because there's so much cloak and dagger stuff in the industry. I just want my door to be open and show you and be proud of what we do.
You know, that is so refreshingly, you know, such a refreshingly simple concept, if you will. Mm. And I love the open door policy because I think you're right. A lot of it is, you know, is companies that are, you know, private labeling from other sources that they don't really know the source, other than they, you know, put a label on something that was developed by somebody else. And I know I am seeing a lot of that in the industry. And then doctors that are private labeling, you know. And not that there's anything wrong with private labeling if you are really, you know, understanding of the ingredients and in the products. But I think it is refreshingly simple, like I said, that you have such an open door policy.
And I have, and I've had bloggers come, I've had journalists, I've even had students. We have dermal therapy students from Melbourne come once a year. I have my clients come. I am so proud of my team. I'm only as good as my team, and I'm happy to introduce people to my team and my facility. And, you know, and the office open to you too, Angela. Come anytime.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I would mind a trip to Australia.
Good.
Absolutely.
Happy to have you.
Now, do you have a particular favourite product amongst the line, or do you just love all of them?
I do have favourites. Obviously, I'm an ageing skin, so I've got a range of products that suit ageing skin. Two products are my favourites would be my vitamin B serum, niacinamide. I've got the highest level of niacinamide in or in Australia actually, and probably in America too. And niacinamide works on so many levels. I call it my multitasking serum. It works on fine lines, strengthening the skin, skin immunity, obviously the collagen and pigmentation. So perfect for an aging skin. And also my super serum, which contains that ingredient Juve 11 I was talking to you about, which protects the genome from damage, and also has an ingredient which increases our own hyaluronic acid, because hyaluronic acid is a very large molecule, and we've now got ingredients that are actually able to penetrate the skin and actually program the skin to produce its own hyaluronic, which is really exciting. So yes, yeah, super serum and vitamin B serum, my two favorites.
Your two favorites, okay, great. Yep. Right. Now, here in the US with Synergy Skincare, as you had mentioned with your Tracy, who is distributing through Skin Elegance, mm-hmm. That is there for want of a better word, a game plan on how you can further introduce the products into the U.S. aesthetic marketplace? Are you guys offering webinars, trade shows, one-to-one meetings? How are you moving forward?
Well, already Tracy has been involved in a number of aesthetics trade shows around the States with our new business development manager, Keely Johnson. And Tracy Lambert Thomas is actually a doctor, and I've known Tracy for a number of years. So I'm really excited to have her as a distributor and the director of Skin Elegance, because not only is she passionate about the products, but she totally understands them, being a doctor herself, and she's a cosmetic physician, a very highly regarded cosmetic physician in New Zealand too. So it's great. It's actually a marriage made in heaven. So the scientist and the doctor working together to promote Synergy in the US. So we have videos, YouTube videos, one-on-one coaching, training sessions. So if a clinic or a salon or a doctor's surgery wants to introduce Synergy to their practice, then either Keely or Tracy will go along and offer one-on-one training for the staff and the doctor. So it's as important to have the education, as I've said before, as it is to have the products. It's a bit like having a baby. You take the baby home and you don't really have a book of instructions. So, Synergy offers more than just the products and the baby. We offer the instructions as well. So rest assured that when you do take on our range, that you do get that ongoing support, which I think is imperative.
Yeah, and I really think it is too. We've kind of discussed that there are many, products available, and they don't necessarily come with any training other than just, use us, we're great, and we offer you a great profit margin for your practice, which, just working with physicians, many of them, it's nice to have, an extra line of income coming into the practice, but I know that they would much prefer to have a safe, effective product that their
and the
patients
other thing is, if we educate the doctor and his practice manager and his receptionist, and they're empowered and they actually feel passionate about the range too, they will be better educators. And the consumers are savvy. They may not need to know every single detail about every ingredient, but if you can explain the key features and benefits and how the product actually works, they'll have that sense of ownership. Okay, I have chosen this product too. This is part of my journey to have better skin. So that's why that's such an important part of the whole process.
Yeah, and I think as well is by bringing the like you said, you're only as good as your team. They're only as good as their team.
That's
and
right.
So far, yep. And we do see, and I don't think this is going to change anytime soon, but in an aesthetic practice, it is a generally more female staff members than male staff members.
Mm-hmm.
And most women do. We all want to have great-looking skin. And so I would imagine you bring the staff on board. They all want to try the product. They all want to use the product. And then that is such a great endorsement, because I'm sure patients coming in will see a difference in the skin quality of the staff in the practice.
And that's so exciting when that happens, Angela. And even with, you know, within the practice, back in Australia, we'd sample the products to the staff and the practice managers. And usually 30 days is what I say is a period of time where we should see a visible change, because that's basically the skin turnover cycle. But so many times with some of the serums like the vitamin B, which works very, very quickly, the staff are going, wow, this stuff is amazing. My skin has changed so much. I'm so excited. And then it's so easy for them to pass on information. It's actually not selling, it's just educating. And yeah, that's exciting when that happens.
Now, if a patient or a staff member or anybody was to, you know, like say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to make a switch today and I'm going to try this, you know, the Synergy skincare line, how fast will you begin to see a difference?
Well, with the niacinamide, we start to actually see a change within 14 days, because the thing with the vitamin B serum, it actually increases ceramide production in the skin, in the outer layers of the skin, so it enables the skin to hold moisture in better. So very, very quickly, you see this beautiful luminosity and a glow to the skin, and that's the first thing you see. But then everything else starts to kick in. The vitamin A starts to regulate cell turnover, and the other specialist product, your moisturizers or your anti-aging serums, start to work. So vitamin B, I would say 14 days. The other products, anywhere between 30 and 60 days, depending on the rate of cell turnover of the individual.
And then, do you encourage in between, you know, kind of a series of, like you mentioned, in a physician's practice, that you do have some higher potency peels? But for the at-home use for the patients, are there any, you know, things that help with the cell turnover in terms of exfoliation?
Absolutely. We have alpha hydroxy, beta hydroxy products that they can use at home, which is lactic acid and salicylic. But we've also got a new product, which is a byproduct of fermented soy, and that actually is a completely acid-free exfoliant, which is quite a breakthrough product. So it enables the client to exfoliate their skin without acids. A lot of people out there have rosacea and highly sensitive or inflamed skin, and they can't use acidic products on their skin, but they still need to exfoliate. So this particular ingredient works on breaking down the linkages between the keratinocytes or the dead skin cells without the need for acids. So that's an at-home product. In the clinic, of course, they can use the peels. We have salicylic peels, lactic peels, Jesna peels, and even on-demand peels with enzymes. So there's a whole suite of products that are available from Synergy to cater to almost anybody's individual needs.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up rosacea, because, you know, many of the companies, you know, there is the focus, obviously, on fine lines and wrinkles, you know, hydration, sun damage reversal, you know, but then there are things like rosacea, which, you know, for some women, that kind of comes out of nowhere in their, you know, late 20s, 30s and 40s, And then, like you just said, you know, many of the products just seem to, you know, make it worse, because, you know, they are just too aggressive, or, you know, the skin is just too sensitive. What other things are you finding, you know, as the patient is, you know, getting into their, you know, 40s and 50s that are, you know, not necessarily preventable, because I don't know if you can prevent something like a rosacea, but you certainly can treat and help it. What other things
have
you seen in the skin?
Okay, so rosacea, obviously, as we know, is a chronic condition. So we can control it, but we can't cure it. But what it is it's a chronically inflamed and distended fine blood vessels. So what we need to do is increase the health of the blood vessels. And vitamin B is a wonderful ingredient in doing that. Also, retinol, vitamin A, also stimulates the formation of healthy blood vessels. But there's also a new ingredient, a peptide on the market, that is actually able to maintain the integrity of the blood vessel, prevent it becoming what's called leaky, and maintain the cells and the pressure and the fluid within the cells, and also maximize the exchange of nutrients, because if the blood vessels are healthy, they're better at removing toxins from the skin, and they're better at feeding the skin with oxygen and the nutrients that it requires. The health of the blood vessel for a rosacea patient is obviously imperative. For everybody, it's important, but most particularly for the rosacea patient, we need to we need to reduce the size of the blood vessels, make it less distended so you don't see that visible flushing and redness. And we also need to make those vessels healthier. So that's really important. So I would say vitamin A, vitamin B are your two staples, but also this new ingredient called telogen. And we've actually incorporated into a moisturizer of mine called Dermacalm, which is excellent for rosacea.
Now, with again, you have a whole science and beauty, organic, microbiology background. Do you offer any opinions on dietary changes, you know, for like a patient with rosacea? Like I've heard things like dairy products can...
Oh, yes, definitely.
Not,
well,
know,
there's also... Yeah, there's also some evidence to suggest it's related to internal, a lot of internal wellness. So obviously don't drink alcohol. That is a major trigger for rosacea. Also spicy foods. And they also think it's to do with a mite in the body. So, and they also think it can be bacterial. So a lot of people are put on antibiotics, but I don't know about that because with my immunology background, staying on antibiotics too long is not great for resistance in the community. But there's a lot of theories about rosacea, but dietary guidelines are really important. So basically staying off the spicy food and minimizing alcohol intake. Also, supplements to make the blood vessels healthier is fantastic, and just general antioxidants are always great for maintaining the health of the skin.
And so you would recommend that really across the board as well. I mean, even patients not suffering from rosacea can internally improve their skin tissue through their diet and exercise program.
Absolutely, and you know, as a skincare formulator, what I do is one part of the equation, Angela. We need to look at it holistically. We are the product of the internal and the external environment, and the skin is the most complex organ of the body. Not only is it the largest organ of the body, but it's the only one that is constantly in contact with the internal environment, what we eat and our hormones, and the external environment, solar radiation and pollution. So there's always this fine line that the skin's treading between being healthy and battling these sort of aggressors from internally and externally. Skin care is one part of the equation, but nutrition is certainly another.
Now, you know, we have just a few minutes left on the show here, and I have 1,000 questions to ask you, of course.
We can always
come
back.
But I really do want, you know, to make sure that, you know, you do get to kind of tell our listeners the things that you want to tell them. But I do have just one question, and that is with the product selection, perhaps, between, you know, the needs of the patients, you know, in Australia, New Zealand or Asia versus the needs here in the USA. Are there any differences in product selection or needs of patients, or is it pretty much the same across the board?
Well, it's very difficult to sort of pinpoint the needs of people in the USA because the USA is so vast. But particularly, I'll give you an example here in California. Sun damage is a major, major concern. So we really need to look at protection and prevention. And I think in the States, I've noticed a lot of people look at fixing their faces after the damage is done. And what I'd like to see in the States is people looking at prevention and really, really good sun protection and then maintenance with good skincare. Other areas of the States, pigmentation may be an issue, particularly in this. There's a high Asian community in America. They're much more interested in pigmentation and uneven skin tone than they are with minimizing wrinkles, because Asian skin doesn't tend to wrinkle as much as Caucasian skin. Australia is quite similar, where our concern is fine lines and wrinkles, whereas my market in Asia, their concern is pigmentation and enlarged pores. So different regions have different concerns. I think the big message here is prevention and protection rather than addressing it after the damage is done, if we can.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, obviously, like you said, you start with your children, you know, but then in the aesthetic practice is for some of the patients, some of the physicians, they do have a younger population of patients, as in, you know, breast augmentation is something at an earlier age. you know, procedures, you know, and other procedures. And so I think that you can start at a younger age with protection.
Absolutely. I mean, my children were using sun protection, you know, as very little children. My daughter, who's now 21, uses my Synergy makeup as her sun protection every day because it's got 50% mineral sunscreen built into the product. So, you know, if you can have a product that A, looks good, and B, works as a major sun protection, you've got the best of both worlds.
So just real quick there, with the... you know, the Synergy skincare, there's also a makeup aspect to it. Maybe we should just chat about that for a second.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, I've got a mineral makeup range, but I created the mineral makeup not just as makeup, but it was also to act as a skincare product as well. And it was actually protecting the skin from damage, so it had to have sunscreen in it. High levels of sunscreen as minerals, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, but also iron oxides, which block visible light and infrared, because we're now finding that blue light can actually cause melasma and free radical damage, as can infrared. So I created all my makeup. I've got a loose minerals, a cream to powder, and a liquid that actually protect the skin from potential sun damage.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Because that, to me, is something that, you know, is really important, you know, is that you do want your makeup, obviously, to be something that isn't doing the opposite of what you're trying to do with the skincare products, i.e. clogging the pores, etc. But to actually think that you can also have that extra amount of protection is fantastic.
And that's just an extension of the skincare. I mean, what we put on our skin at night and in the morning is so important, but that can be negated by putting on a makeup that A, doesn't offer any protection, and B, actually clogs you up and counteracts all the good you're doing with the skincare. So you need to see your makeup as a natural extension of your skincare. It has to be seen as a skincare product, and in my opinion, the side effect of makeup is it makes you look fabulous.
Yeah. You know, I love this. I mean, you obviously have really thought through, you know, formulating these products to really bring the best to market. Is there anything, you know, you would really like our listeners to know about you or about the Synergy skincare that we haven't covered?
Oh, gosh, we've covered so much today. But I think just do your research. I would like to say to the listeners, really empower yourself to do the research. Go online, check out Synergy, check out the others, and make your decision. But I think that having a unique platform of clean science has made such a difference. I don't think there's another skincare range in the American market that offers the best of science and the best of nature combined without any of the harmful additives that actually works. So I'm really proud of what I've done. I absolutely love what I do. I love getting up in the morning and thinking about the possibilities of the day. And that's translated into my job. And I'm so lucky that I have a job that doesn't feel like a job, to be honest. And I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Fantastic. And then, you know, for our listeners who do want to do their research and learn about you, or learn about, you know, Dr. Tracy Lambert and the products, what's the best website, telephone number, how can they reach you?
The Skin Elegance website. I would recommend you go onto Skin Elegance and check out everything there. There's Stockus on that website. You can also email Dr. Tracy directly and ask her any questions. And also www.synergyskin.com is the universal website, the global website. And there you'll find a lot of my YouTube videos and educational videos, my blogs and articles. So either of those two websites, but in America, if you want to access Synergy, definitely through Skin Elegance.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for being on Aesthetic Insider Radio. I'd love to have you back on the show again, you know, because I've got a million questions on skincare. So perhaps we know somewhere as you've made, you know, more progress here in the U.S. and when you're back visiting us at another time. I'd love to have you back on the show.
Love to, Angela. Thank you so much for your time too.
Oh, absolutely. And have a great day. And I look forward to seeing how, you know, this clear science becomes something that, you know, our doctors are talking about, and the transparency that is necessary to give their patients the best results that they can. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Angela. Goodbye.
Goodbye.